You're listening to SBS News.
R. Kelly, the R&B superstar known for his anthem I Believe I Can Fly, has been convicted in a sex trafficking trial after decades of rumours and allegations about his actions. For years, the public and news media seem to be more amused than horrified by allegations of inappropriate relationships with minors, starting with Kelly's illegal marriage to the young music star Aaliyah in 1994 when she was just 15. In the early days, Kelly was convinced of his own invulnerability.
I promise you, we're going to straighten all this stuff out. That's all I can say right now.
A jury of 7 men and 5 women found Kelly guilty of racketeering after 2 days of deliberations. Kelly remained motionless, eyes downcast as the verdict was read. The charges were based on an argument that the entourage of managers and aides who helped the singer meet girls and keep them obedient and quiet amounted to a criminal enterprise. Jacqueline Kasulis is the acting U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
Today's guilty verdict forever brands R. Kelly as a predator who used his fame and fortune to prey on the young, the vulnerable, and the voiceless for his own sexual gratification. A predator who used his inner circle to ensnare underage girls and young men and women for decades in a sordid web of sex abuse, exploitation, and humiliation. To the victims in this case, your voices were heard and justice was finally served.
Several accusers testified in lurid detail during the trial, alleging that Kelly subjected them to perverse and sadistic whims when they were underage. Kelly was also convicted of criminal counts accusing him of violating the Mann Act, which makes it illegal to take anyone across state lines for any immoral purpose. Kelly's lawyer, Devereaux Canick, says it's a disappointing outcome, claiming that the prosecution's evidence was cherry-picked.
Of course, Mr. Kelly is disappointed. He was not anticipating this verdict, because based on the evidence, why should he anticipate this verdict? When you go over the discovery, you saw witness after witnesses giving 3, 4, 5 different versions as to what they said happened here. The government cherry-picked the version that they thought would be a continuation of the narrative that was first put out by Cheryl Mack and Surviving R. Kelly.
Surviving R. Kelly was a documentary series made by the cable TV channel Lifetime and widely shown on streaming services such as Netflix. It was first shown in January 2019 on 3 consecutive nights and detailed sexual abuse allegations against Kelly.
Can you describe the physical abuse?
God, I can't take another day. I can't do this anymore.
Why didn't anyone notice? We all noticed. No one cared because we were black girls.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Surviving R. Kelly, a 3-night event, premieres Thursday, January 3rd on Lifetime.
The documentary series helped make his case stand out in the Me Too era and gave voice to accusers who wondered if their stories were previously ignored because they were black women. Jacqueline Kasulis paid tribute to those accusers.
This conviction would not have been possible without the bravery and resilience of R. Kelly's victims. I applaud their courage in revealing in open court the painful, intimate, and horrific details of their lives with him. No one deserves what they experienced at his hands or the threats and harassment they faced in telling the truth about what happened to them.
The defense labeled the accusers groupies and stalkers. Devereaux Canick questioned why the alleged victims stayed in relationships with Kelly if they thought they were being exploited. But the accusers alleged that they were ordered to sign non-disclosure forms and were subjected to threats and punishments such as violent spankings if they broke what one referred to as Rob's rules. Some said they believed the videotapes he shot of them having sex would be used against them if they exposed what was happening. Mr. Canick says an appeal is likely.
I'm sure that we're going to pursue his appellate rights, and hopefully the Second Circuit will agree with us and not endorse this conduct.
The New York case is only part of the legal peril facing the singer. He's also pleaded not guilty to sex-related charges in Illinois and Minnesota. Trial dates in those cases have yet to be set. If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault, domestic or family violence, please call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Alan Lee, SBS News.